Baseball spring training is underway in Arizona and Florida, with all the attendant romance associated with the boys of summer and the coming of warmer weather. But it has been a turbulent winter for baseball, and the simple pleasures of the game don't seem so simple these days. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Explain the idea of eliminating a couple of baseball franchises.
Well, when the owners announced 2 days after the World Series that they wanted to, their term, contract two teams, it was seen as a very clear message that yet again they're going to go to war with the players' union, because contracting two teams means elimination of many jobs. The collective bargaining agreement expired at the end of last season. And once again, we find ourselves in a situation where baseball's owners and baseball's players simply cannot get together on a contract. The last eight negotiations had a work stoppage as a part of it. So here we go again. This time, the owners say, oh no, we must get rid of two teams. Everyone knows it would be the Montreal Expos or the Minnesota Twins, but the courts have stepped in Minnesota and said you can't contract because of the stadium lease. So for at least for 2002, these two franchises will go on. Montreal will probably average into the hundreds in attendance this year. Minnesota is a healthy franchise that had a good season last year.
So there's no contract. Will there be a strike or a lockout during the year?
Most people think no. The owners have said they're not going to lock out during this negotiation. The players have said they don't intend to strike. But if the owners, as they did in 1994, were to declare an impasse in negotiations and try, having declared that, to impose new work rules on that basis, I'm sure the players would feel, as they did in 1994, that they have to strike. Whether it'll come to that during the season or after the season, no one is sure. It's just yet another ugly baseball situation brewing.
Now, Major League Baseball owns the Montreal Expos.
Yeah, it's a heck of a thing, isn't it? There's been this trading, like the way we used to swap trading cards when we were kids. The owner of the Expos became the owner of the Marlins. The owner of the Marlins, who also owns a small piece of the Yankees, became the owner of the Red Sox. And now Major League Baseball is going to operate the Montreal Expos. And Bob, it's just ridiculous that Major League Baseball can't manage itself. It's like me trying to balance a checkbook, only worse.
Meanwhile, the rich got richer during the offseason.
Well, because under the current rules, which the owners want to reform, of course, by getting a salary cap, which isn't going to happen, the rich do get richer every offseason. The Yankees, who've been in four straight World Series, signed Jason Giambi, who's arguably one of the two or three best power hitters in the game. The Mets went out and traded for and signed all sorts of big money players, including Roberto Alomar, because the Cleveland Indians, for all the money they've made in the last few years, were dumping salaries. The St. Louis Cardinals, Atlanta Braves made major trades to strengthen them. So you're right, the rich get richer, and everybody else sits on the sideline and says, can we stay in contention until the 1st of May?
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, playing for glory and honor in Division I college basketball.